Chapter 2. Purajil Goes to Court. Unfortunately, a gossiping barber lived opposite Purajil. He looked out of his window and saw Purajil and his wife carrying the Muslim's body.
This is very interesting, he thought.
The next day, the barber was very excited. The mayor arrived for a haircut and heard all the news.
I think there was a robbery and somebody died at my neighbour's house last night,
the barber told the mayor. The mayor was an avaricious man. He imagined a lot of gold in Perigil's house, so he sent his servant to bring Perigil and his wife to the court. Perigil told his story to the mayor and showed him the box. There was a piece of parchment and a small candle inside it. The mayor decided Perigil and his wife were innocent, so he let them go home. But he took Perigil's donkey to pay for court costs. Now poor Perigil carried the water jars on his back every day. One day, he was very tired, and he threw the box on the floor. The candle and the parchment fell out. He looked at them curiously.
Why were they important to the Muslim?
He thought. He looked at the Arabic writing on the parchment, but he didn't understand the words. So he took it to a Muslim shop in Thakatin Street.
Can you translate this for me?
He asked the owner.
This is a spell to recover hidden treasures,
the owner said.
Try it in the tower on the Alhambra Hill.
People often talked about wonderful treasures hidden in the Tower of the Seven Floors on the Alhambra Hill. Were the stories true? Purajil wanted to know the answer.
Please come with me to the tower late tonight,
Purajil asked the Muslim shop owner.
Maybe the spell can help us find the treasure there.